What a strong skate for Tess and I. We were very happy with that. It felt really good from the moment we started. We love skating that program, so it was a lot of fun. And minor little stumble in there, but to tell you the truth, it didn't feel as bad as it looked on the replay. But what can you do? I guess in six skates, one mistake, I'll take it.
Thank you. Marion Child?
Yeah. Very emotional performance for us tonight, I think. You know, we also really love this program, the Phantom. I think we really connected with it, and I think that was something that the audience and the judges were able to feel tonight. And I think it's, you know, a fitting way to end the season with that. You know, really high season's best and amazing performance and just dead at the end. You know, we left it all out on the ice.
So the floor is open for questions.
Thank you for your performances, and congratulations to the four of you. May I ask you, there must be a secret. It seems like you're from the same school, right? And it seems like you're floating over the ice. What did you learn specifically to do that? How did you train to achieve that? And, you know, how do you relate to floating on the ice?
I think it's not really that big of a secret, but I think our secret is Marina Zueva and Igor Spielband, and how hard they train us every day, and they're the hardest working coaches I've ever seen, and they really demand a lot out of the four of us, and we also have each other to push each other every day, and you can't really slack off when Charlie's there running around like he did out there today like crazy. And you know, we have a great school and we have a great attitude in the school, so that's, I think, how we have achieved what we've achieved this year, and that's pretty great results, and we have some great junior teams coming up too in the future.
Yeah, if I can just add on that, I think that on top of hard work and talent and just the most amazing coaches, the fact that our coaches are just so passionate about what we're doing, they're passionate about the arts, they're passionate about obviously figure skating, they're passionate about all sorts of athletics and sports, and so to put that passion out onto the ice, I think is really where the flow and the floating that you might see on the ice comes from.
Hi, I'm Connie Berry from AP. You have a very unusual rivalry. You're extremely friendly and very supportive of each other, even though it's a very competitive sport and field, and you're at the very top of it. How do you keep up this friendliness in the face of all?
Well, it's not a hard friendship to keep up. You know, Marilyn and Charlie are great people, and we really respect them both on and off the ice, so what a special way to share this moment together, and we've been on this journey for some time together now. So we're able to go and push each other on the ice and motivate one another, and then get off the ice and go grab some coffee or get lunch, which is great. And I think that's what keeps it light, and that's what keeps it fresh, and that's what keeps us coming into the rink every day. So you know, we feel very fortunate, and I think we're here because of Marilyn and Charlie.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think you know, being able to go into, you know, our jobs every day and being able to look forward to it, even though you know that it's going to be a real pain in the butt to get through. But because we have someone there that, you know, you can rely on and count on, and, you know, is going through the same thing and still has a great sense of humor about it. I see we're making faces back there. but, no, I mean, it's a really special you know, thing we have, and we don't take it for granted, and you know, look where it's gotten us.
So, Massimo Corriga, congratulations.
Thank you.
I think this is a very special medal, right?
It is. It is very special. It's, I mean, as I said before, it was a very, very hard competition for us. Federica was very sick right after the Olympic Games, and we actually a week before the World Championship, we thought to withdraw from this competition because we couldn't skate, we couldn't practice at all. So the last 4 days before the World Championships, we were back on the ice. So it was really hard. It was really hard physically and mentally. And I mean, I'm so proud of her because, I mean, it was hard for me because I was supporting her. But it was really unbelievable the job that she did at this competition because it was, I can't even imagine how hard it could be to skate in this condition. So I'm so proud about that. Yeah.
Thank you. A question here in the front.
For Federica and Massimo. When you were in the Kiss and Cry and you saw that you were fourth in the free skating, what was your feeling? Did your coach know that it was sufficient to get the bronze, or did you, were you doubting?
Well, I mean, of course, it was important for us to get the medal, but when we saw that we did the fourth free dance, we were really happy anyway, because this championship was about never give up, never, you know, like, just keep fighting, and that's what we did, and we proved to ourselves and to our, you know, audience and to our family and to our team that we are fighter, and we, you know, we fight all the time for what we want, and so we really didn't, you know, care about that, and then, of course, when we saw that we were still third, we were, of course, really, really happy, but, I mean, At the end of the program, I, you know, we were like, we did it, and that's the most important thing.
Here in the front.
Yeah.
To Massimo and Federica, what was the comment from Signor Cinquanta at the medal ceremony?
Well, he said something about, he always says something about Federica's eyes. So that's what he said. So, I mean, he didn't say much, but we could tell that he was really happy. Yeah.
Any other questions?
This is Tapia on Scully. I'm sorry I was late. I hope nobody's asked this already. But you've been around a very long time, and you've improved every year. I'm wondering what your plans are for the future.
For us?
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, we. It was a long journey for us, really long. And I mean, I know that these guys, they keep saying that we look young, but we are not that young anymore. So it was a long journey, and it was, you know, our dream to, you know, to arrive here, and so we started to think about the future right after the Olympic game, and we were pretty sure that at least we were, you know, skating for one more year, for one more season, and I think that after this medal, the 90% became 100. So for sure, we will be on the ice next season. Yeah.
Okay.
This is question to all the teams. This could well be the last competition with the compulsory dance. Do you miss it, or how do you feel?
I'll take that question. No, I don't think, well, in my opinion, I'm not really going to miss a compulsory dance. I think that the sport has come so far with this new system, and I think it can go so much further. And without the time, I don't want to say wasted, but spent on the compulsory dance, we have so much more time to push the OD and free dance that much further. I think it's important for developing, but I don't think that it's important in a senior competition, and I don't think that the results are true every time after a compulsory dance, that the people who are on top should be winning. It's just my opinion.
Do you want to add something?
No, we agree wholeheartedly with Scott. I mean, I think we do. No, you know, we... obviously I've learned a lot from compulsories coming up through the ranks, and like Scott, I think that it is important for the younger teams to continue to do it, but you know, the feasibility of it going forward, what we want to achieve, what we want to show the world, you know, this art, it's, you know, still moving forward, and compulsories right now are really holding us back. And I think over the last 2 years specifically, it's really been more noticeable even, especially for us. But, yeah, I think, you know, it's an exciting time. There's a lot of changes, and we're really looking forward to Ice Dance just really improving.
Massimo, do you want to add something?
Well, we come from, probably because we come from like an old generation, and compulsory war was something that was so much part of the, you know, the Ice Dance, that I think that we will miss compulsory a little bit. I mean, we will not miss like working for compulsory, especially in the morning when the music goes like and on and on and on. But I don't know, we like compulsory. And anyway, I mean, I think that part of the compulsory will be still in the program, because I heard that we have to do probably one part. I mean, we will see what's going to happen with the new program that, you know, they're trying to do. So I think that will be anyway part of the program. So it doesn't like disappear totally.
Question over there. Okay, Tanya.
So Federica and Massimo already said something about their future plans. So what about the other two teams?
I think we're looking forward to taking some time off, and we're going to do some shows, but, you know, we really just need a chance to breathe. It's been such a whirlwind this season. We've been so focused on this year for so long and achieving our goals, and out of respect for one another, we need to give ourselves the opportunity to let it sink in, let it register, and really sit down and talk about some options. So before we make any announcements or before we come to any conclusions, we're going to give ourselves a bit of time and give ourselves the chance to talk between the two of us.
I think, you know, both of us still really have that competitive fire. And definitely wasn't extinguished tonight when we finished that free dance. If anything, it's grown. And I think we're definitely looking forward to, you know, continue competing and being a part of the sport as it grows.
There was one more question.
That was for Tessa and Scott. When you earned the gold medal at the Olympics, how do you find the motivation to get back on the ice and to practice again and again?
Well, the World Championships was always a part of our plan this year. We always said to each other, no matter what happened at the Olympics, that we were going to do Worlds. And we knew it wasn't going to be easy. And we kind of expected that we would have a little bit of a downtime after Vancouver. And we definitely had that for a couple days. And I think, again, you know, when we got back on the ice a couple weeks ago and having Marilyn and Charlie there and pushing each other, and that really motivated us. And it's a title that we've never had before, so that was also in the back of our minds. So I thought it was actually going to be a lot tougher than it was, but I thought the competition was going to be a lot easier than it was this week, too. So you never know.
Okay. Last question.
All of you have had very successful seasons this season, and I'm wondering what you're going to do now to celebrate.
Well, Tess and I are having a romantic retreat to Monaco together. No, but seriously, we're going to Monaco for a couple of days to relax and take at least a week before we start doing some shows. We're going to do Stars on Ice Japan in Tokyo and Osaka, and then Sears Stars on Ice across Canada. And then we're going to go to some beach, but might not be together that one. But yeah, we're going to definitely take some time, and then as Tessa said, we got to come together and plan what's next.
We start our tour on Tuesday, And we're doing a 40-city tour with Smucker's Stars on Ice. So a break really isn't in the near future for us, but after that we'll get a bit of holiday, and we're looking forward to both tour and our vacation.
Okay. Thank you very much, and good night to everybody.